13 questions Democrat Aspen Adam Frisch is dodging after odd statement in response to blackmail bombshell. By Matthew Boyle on October 14, 2022. Democrat Adam Frisch, who is opponent Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, has dubbed Aspen Adam, is refusing to answer specific questions in the wake of a bombshell report this week where a business owner alleged he blackmailed the Democrat to force him to change his vote on a crucial project, or expose an alleged affair. On Thursday morning, Breitbart News exclusively reported that a former business owner in the Aspen, Colorado area named Todd Gardner accused Frisch of allegedly having an affair in a storage unit facility he owned and then using the knowledge of that affair to blackmail Frisch into changing his position on the Aspen City Council to help his business. Gardner provided emails and surveillance footage of Frisch arriving at the facility on the morning of May 8, 2017. To back up his case and recorded a video with the Boebert campaign and conducted an exclusive interview with Breitbart News to lay it out. Frisch originally chose not to reply to comment requests in the lead-up to the publication of the story. But afterwards Frisch issued an odd statement to a local radio station that does not deny or respond to any of the specifics contained in the report. "This story is a lie, pure and simple," Frisch said in the two-paragraph statement. "This did not occur. And Lauren Boebert knows it. How dare she lie and use this DC-style smear tactic to hurt my family and me?" In the second paragraph, Frisch just attacks Boebert more without even addressing the story at all. The odd statement represents Frisch's only formal response to the scandal so far. The radio host who received the statement from Frisch, Dan Kaplis of 630 KHOW in Colorado, was so perplexed by it he invited Boebert on his show on Thursday evening to discuss it. Boebert during the interview called Frisch's statement carefully worded. "He was very careful to put this on me and not ever once say that Todd Gardner was lying because he knows that Todd Gardner has evidence, has email exchanges, and he knows it was reported in the Aspen newspaper of being in favor of the mobility lab and then being the swing vote to kill it," Boebert told Kaplis. Kaplis then reread the statement for listeners, noting he analyzed it the same way on air as Boebert had analyzed it. "My point, Congresswoman, was similar," Kaplis told Boebert. "He does not say Todd Gardner is lying. Todd Gardner is the one making the accusation on film. He must know as an experienced person that if he calls Todd Gardner a liar and Todd Gardner is not lying, then Todd Gardner could sue him into oblivion. So I think it's very telling he is not calling Todd Gardner a liar. The other thing is he doesn't specifically deny any of these allegations. He says this story is a lie. Well, how do you define story? That is so broad as to be meaningless." Gardner reached on Friday and asked to respond to the odd non-denial statement from Frisch, told Breitbart News that he views the statement from Frisch as simply generic. "It's really a weak statement of denial. No reference is made to me, storage facility, etc., nothing," Gardner said. So, in response to this latest development, Breitbart News reached out to Frisch's campaign with 13 specific questions for Frisch directly. Those questions, which the campaign has so far not responded to with any answers, are as follows. "Were you at the storage unit facility that Todd Gardner owns on May 8, 2017? Do you deny the authenticity of the surveillance footage that Mr. Gardner provided? Is that you in the video arriving at his facility on a bicycle? Did you enter the storage unit facility and then the storage unit rented by a woman who was not your wife on May 8, 2017? Did you have sexual relations with a woman who is not your wife at this storage unit facility on May 8, 2017? Have you ever during the time in which you have been married had sexual relations with a woman who is not your wife? Why did you change your vote on the Aspen City Council from supporting the Mobility Lab project to opposing it? Do you challenge the authenticity of the emails we reported between yourself and Mr. Gardner over the course of a months-long period in 2018? Do you recall Mr. Gardner sending you surveillance footage of May 8, 2017, of his facility via email in April 2018 showing you riding a bicycle up to his building? Why would you immediately change your position on the multi-million dollar matter before the Aspen City Council, the Mobility Lab project, after receiving this video if not because you did not want what was associated with the video coming out publicly? Why does your initial statement in response to this story not address any of these questions? Your initial statement says this did not occur but does not specify what you mean by that. What did not occur? Your statement also says you believe this story hurts your family. Have you spoken to your wife about this? Does she stand by you? It's notable she has been silent since the initial story was published. Why? Will you commit to an on-the-record interview on camera to answer these and other questions? In addition to sending these questions to Frisch's campaign via its press request email address on its website, Breitbart News also sent them directly to Frisch himself via text message. The number was undeniably Frisch's, as it was a cell phone number Frisch had provided Gardner in their email correspondence during the alleged blackmail. Frisch did not answer the questions, and after they were received by Frisch, the corresponding cell phone either turned off or Frisch blocked this reporter's number.